Hello team, hope you're well. Hope this message finds you well, or this podcast finds you well. So I thought I would come on and wrap up season one as I'm about to start the recordings of season two. The kind of format that I'm wanting to follow with this podcast is, you know, I guess 75% plus of the time I'd like a guest on. I think it would get pretty boring if it's just me here the whole time speaking into a mic. So my plan is to record episodes with guests so that I then have almost like a backlog that I can then drip feed content out onto the podcast. So it doesn't mean I'm constantly chasing my tail with the episodes and having to almost always try and get the next one for next week. It means I can build up a backlog and in that sense release them kind of every other week, and it means I've got kind of a schedule that I can follow. So in that sense, I'm going to be recording all episodes for season two, and depending on how many people I can convince to come on and tell me their story depends on how many episodes there will be. Obviously, first thing is first, thank you everyone for their contributions to this podcast as of yet. So whether that is you at home listening to it, whether that is the guys who have kindly given up their time to come on, share their story and obviously talk to me, and everyone else in between that has helped in some, you know, small way, it is greatly appreciated. And, you know, I guess the people coming on and telling their stories and the people who listen, in essence, make this podcast possible. So again, thank you. The future of this podcast is, you know, in some ways down to you. So in that respect, I would like anyone who has someone who they think would be suitable to come on and talk on this podcast, or they'd like to hear from, I'm completely open to suggestions. So if you know someone that fits the bill, then please let me know and I'd love to speak to them. As of yet, most of the people that I have talked to and I'm going to talk to are from the circle of people that I know. So it would be nice to expand that further, talk to a load more people, and obviously it will make this more interesting. It will make it, it would mean that I'm not just talking to the people that I know as well. And obviously it will help further engage you, the listener, for the future. So in that sense, I guess, who am I looking to speak to? Well, the podcast is Training to Endure. So the idea behind the name came through my own enjoyment of endurance training, because I believe that when you're training for an endurance event, you not only prepare your body for the task at hand, but you also prepare your mind for it. And another kind of side effect of that is the fact that you will prepare yourself, I guess, for life, and being able to endure the hard realities of life, and being able to endure the good times as well as the bad times. When you're training for kind of like a long distance run, I find it's a bit like a roller coaster. Sometimes you feel like you're flying and everything is absolutely effortless. And sometimes it feels like you're falling to pieces and you're just trying to put one foot in front of the other. Now, in that respect, I believe that has a huge carryover to life. Sometimes things are really good and sometimes they're really shit. So in that respect, I think training for an endurance event has a lot of carryover to life. So I guess I'm not just looking to hear about people that are training for long runs. I'm looking to hear from people who are training from a variety of backgrounds, events, you know, whether they have used past experiences to motivate them, to push them forward, whether they are training towards a certain event for a certain reason. I'm going to keep it fairly loose in terms of the description. But what I'm wanting to know is how they got there in the first place, what they do to prepare their body, mind and soul for the adventure that they're embarking on, or what, you know, training for endurance events has taught them, what lessons they have taken from the process and the events. So obviously, if you know anyone who kind of fits the bill in that way, even if you're sitting there thinking, well, you know, I know someone that might be all right for that, look, send me their details anyway, because I'd love to at least open a conversation to see if they would be willing to come on and share their story. I think that's going to be like one of the best ways of organically growing this podcast, in the sense that I will speak to a wider variety of people, which means that they will then, you know, put that out to their friends. Their friends might know someone who else I could speak to. And in that respect, that is the kind of way that I would like to push the podcast forward. Now, when I started the podcast, I was talking about my own journey towards the UTS 100. Things have taken quite a turn since then, and I am no longer going to be running the UTS 100. One of the reasons was I had a nasty ankle sprain, probably about 6 weeks ago now. So for at least 2 weeks, I wasn't running or doing much on it at all. I was just rehabbing it, doing some light strength work, doing some other work to keep up my fitness. And then I gradually began to return to running with it strapped up. And now I'm running on it without a support at all. Now, although I do think that I could have, you know, if I'd really pushed things, I got myself back to a point where I was able to run it, I guess the big thing for me for that race was wanting to complete it and not feel like I was constantly chasing cutoff times or just having a shit time up on the mountain. And with that kind of ankle roll happening, and then kind of looking at my training plan and realistically looking at the possibility of doing it, combined with the fact that we recently got a dog, which is something that we wanted to do for ages, but then the right opportunity came up, I've decided to pull out of that race. I'm going to try and defer for a year and head back to tackle the Welsh mountains in a year's time. Bit gutting, to be honest, because I was on a really strong kind of running streak per se. However, I am looking forward to, you know, getting back into the swing of training properly, and also, you know, using this time to prepare even better than before, which will include some days down in Snowdon, kind of wrecking the area a little bit more, because just with the way that work and everything and a kind of life has fallen meant that I wasn't really going to be able to do that. So hopefully what it means is actually I'm fitter, stronger, and in a better position next year to actually take on the challenge. I think in the short term, I'm going to find a couple of other runs to do. I'll definitely run 100 kilometers this year, just not something as grueling as the UTS 100. And obviously last time, or last episode, we spoke to James Bazant, who is a good friend and also is obviously doing a lot of running around the Snowdon and the Brecon Beacons. And when I spoke to him, he kind of said it's probably a good idea, because people constantly underestimate that mountain range and it is very tough going. So I'm quite at peace with the decision I've made, you know, both in terms of you know, it being the right decision physically, but also the right decision mentally. I felt as soon as I'd kind of thought about it in my head and made that decision, I instantly felt better. And on reflection, I think it's the right thing to do. So yeah, at the moment, I don't have any particularly, you know, I'm not working towards anything. I think in the next month or so, I'm going to sit down and actually work out some timelines of things to train towards. There's a half marathon at the end of the summer, which I'd like to do. And then I will obviously be looking for a 100K to do as well, because that is a box I would quite like to tick off this year. The frustrating thing was, you know, even with the prep that I was doing before, I felt very physically good and in a great position to do that run. So I don't really want to waste that completely. So the idea is just to get back to running some decent distances, get back out on the trails, and then do 100K at the latter end of the year. So that is kind of my training plan, or my kind of idea with training for the next few months. Obviously, I will update as I go along as well. So that's all I'm going to do for today. Very short and sharp podcast. And then we will obviously be joined by guests in the near future. So the second series is looking to be out at the end of spring or the start of summer. Depends how quickly I can get these guests on and how quickly I can kind of get a decent amount of people in and speak to them. As I said before, if you know of anyone who would you think would be suitable for the podcast and you'd like to hear on, let me know. It'd be really good to hear from you all. If you have suggestions of other things you'd like to hear about, or other ways that I can put this content out, then please let me know as well. I am very open to listening to people's thoughts and opinions, and you know, and also hearing about guests that they'd like to hear from. Apart from that, that is me all done. And yeah, I hope to obviously hear from you all soon. And fingers crossed, we will have series 2 out very shortly.